Inside Mac.
For Monday, September 11th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Ensuring your iPod and all your downloaded music may soon be possible, Apple focuses in on Japan's music market, the MacBook sells ahead of schedule, and being first may not necessarily be best. The fear of losing downloaded music is no longer necessary. Up until recently, if your music collection was stolen or destroyed, any request for compensation would not have been an option. The Independent reports that insurers are finally offering coverage for gadgets and all the intangible assets held on them. With momentum provided by the launch of iTunes, legal downloads have surpassed physical sales of singles since December 2004, and iPod users feel that their virtual music collections count as family valuables, just like CDs and old LPs. Given the growing sales of music downloads, it's likely that in a year or so, most of the industry's big players will have rewritten their policies to include the content of our portable music players, phones, and laptops. According to the report, UK's Nationwide already covers any download, ringtones, games, films, or music wherever it is held, whether it's a phone, PC, laptop, or music player. The important point is that the owner will have to prove that they have paid for the download, but that isn't a problem since most people buy music from iTunes. A record of all transactions are stored on the account and can be accessed from the internet. Some people believe that this is merely a gimmick, stating most people download to a PC, then transfer to their iPod, so they still would have the track stored if the iPod was stolen. But according to one insurer, electronic goods such as iPods, Blackberries, mobile phones, and laptops are expensive to replace, especially when you consider the value of downloaded material held on them, which can often be overlooked. Apple is looking for a way to change Japan's music download habits. According to Reuters, the iPod may hold the top sales spots in Japan's MP3 player market, but the majority of the country's music downloads go to cell phones. Reason being, consumers are more comfortable purchasing songs with their phones rather than online. One way Apple is working around that issue is by selling prepaid iTunes Music Store or ITMS cards in convenience stores. They are much cheaper than purchasing music on a cell phone. For example, songs purchased through the cell phone cost about $2.56 US, and ITMS songs cost about $1.28 US. And with lower costs, Apple is also offering higher quality recordings. Apple has also been hosting in-store concerts where it gives away free ITMS downloads, and it seems to be paying off. Reuters reports more consumers are starting to use iTunes. And Credit Suisse Equity Research is raising estimates for Apple based on stronger than expected sales of its 13-inch MacBook consumer notebooks. In a research note released to clients, analyst Robert Semple said his channel checks indicate overall MacBook shipments are tracking at approximately 200,000 units ahead of its initial estimate of 580,000 for the company's fourth fiscal quarter of 2006, which ends later this month, saying the estimated total shipments will reach at least 775,000 with a blended average selling price of $1,100, driving upside of $250 million to the original $4.6 billion revenue estimate. The MacBook is doing extremely well in both educational institutions and with students, and Semple feels the product's $1,099 price point addresses approximately 50% of the notebook market. Amazon may have been first to bring online movies to consumers, but it seems that rushing to be first has its drawbacks because some members of the media aren't too impressed. Businessweek explained the program automatically loaded upon startup, but would not properly play at least one downloaded television show. Electronista notes, aside from the glaring inability to burn to DVD, rental restrictions are especially limited. For example, rented movies must be watched all the way through, 24 hours after playback begins, or customers will have to rent the movie for a second time. According to the report, Amazon also suffers from the longer-term conflict of interest that might arise from its existing movie sales. For example, as it benefits from purchases of physical DVDs, the online retailer has little incentive to extend its usual rights or lower its prices. Needless to say, we are all waiting on Apple to reveal its movie store, and when that day comes, the first will become last. Coming up, think you had a little bit too much to drink? Breathe on your iPod. Details coming up when the Inside Mac Minute returns.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. A new easy-to-understand OS X shortcuts book has recently been released by Apple Core Solutions. According to the company, the book is probably the most comprehensive publication of its kind available. It's called The Complete Book of Mac OS X Shortcuts. It's a PDF ebook that contains over 1,500 Mac OS X keyboard shortcuts for 16 applications. Included in the book are shortcuts for Mail, Safari, iTunes, iPhoto, iMovie HD, and iDVD, among others. It also has a comprehensive list of operating system shortcuts and a table that fully clarifies Mac keyboard symbols and their meaning. All shortcuts are compatible with Mac OS X Tiger 10.4.7 and before, and it's priced at $25 US. During the IBC trade show, Apple announced an update to Final Cut Pro. 5.1.2 will bring support for Motion's FX Plug plugins and will offer more capture formats. The update will include support for Sony's XD Cam, Panasonic's P2, and HDV. In addition, it'll bring improved integration between Final Cut Pro and the freely downloadable XD Cam transfer import and asset control tool, as well as expanded P2 import tool to offer more information about the clips. Version 5.1.2 will also bring support for 24p and 25p versions of HDV. The free update is expected to be available within 30 days. Apple has been extremely careful how it markets its products, steering clear of unhealthy fast food chains. The company's events are catered by Odwalla and offer healthy items. And iLounge said, since Steve Jobs joined Disney, the movie company ended its $1 billion deal with McDonald's for use of its movies and cartoon characters in Happy Meals. Enter the Fry Pod. According to the report, over the last few weeks, Burger King has rolled out a French fry container that is shaped to fit into your car's cup holder, calling it the Fry Pod. According to fry lovers, it gives you more fries and it keeps them hot for a longer period of time. And lastly today, if you've had a few drinks and don't know for sure if you're over the 0.08 limit, just pull out your iPod. It seems there's no limit to the popular music player, and now it'll tell you if it's okay for you to drive. The iBreath is an iPod accessory that includes a fully functioning alcohol breathalyzer and an iPod FM transmitter that transmits your iPod tunes to any FM tuner. According to the company, just fold out the BAC blow wand and exhale into it for 5 seconds. 5 seconds later, this jail-saving gizmo lets you know if you're safe to drive. It'll even remind you when it's time for the next test. A note on their website said it's expected to be one of the hottest-selling items this holiday season, with the perfect combination of entertainment and safety already garnering significant buzz. And according to retired New York police officer, this product makes staying sober cool. He also said, I gave one to each of my teenage drivers. That's interesting. So party on. Now you can be sure to know that you'll get home safely. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and tomorrow is Apple's big Showtime event. I'll give you the details on the Inside Mac Minute.